Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Investigators, students just like you are. Yes, we're students just like you are. Yet we
take the lead in the investigation. But that does not necessitate the fact you lay on your laurels and just put our work as the work that needs to be done. No, it's not. That means you need to be putting in work also. And what are we studying? We're studying the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We're doing a bird's eye view. We're burning the midnight oil. We're turning on every leaf, every stone. We leave no leaf and stone unturned. And we cross every T and dot every I. We try to understand the codification. Because we feel, based upon our studies now, it's not that we just feel it this way. It's just based upon our studies that there is codification in these studies. There are solutions in these studies. So if your life is in total disarray, it's because you're not putting these studies into action, into play. And you're doing the same thing, as they say, in Alcoholic Anonymous, over and over again, expecting different results. Yes, you perhaps get ready to celebrate this holiday fast approaching. You're probably in the market right now, maybe listen to us on the phone somewhere, and you're totally in the daze trying to knock somebody down and get a turkey or a ham or whatnot, being totally confused about everything. See, we don't put you in harm's way. We don't tell you get into a daze and spend all your money when you're left penniless and in the daze trying to find the next dollar bill to pay the next note. No, we don't do that. But what we do offer you is a solution. And yes, we do chastise in a nice way. We do correct people in a nice way. You ain't got to get ugly with people, name call them and call them out their name and so forth. But we do give you sort of heads to tail. See, this on the other hand, what we're providing for you, this on the other hand, what you're providing for yourself. Now, how is the on the other hand working out for you? So we do the best we can with what we got, and we try to offer solutions. And so all praises be to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov that you decided to attend these studies with us. And we pray that you put these studies to good usage because therein lies your solutions. But before I get started in our study and bring some of the other lead investigator students home, I simply want to say, I called Cartier today. I said, Cartier, Cartier, you know what's going on? I said, I'm pleasantly surprised. He said, Yam Su, you got me throwed off. What are you pleasantly surprised about? I said, you know, Harry Potter's big sister, all praises to Yah, she got convicted on both accounts. I'm not celebratory in no shape, form, or fashion. It is some form of justice, but there is no celebratory. I'm not going to have a party about it. Because young brother Wright is still dead. He's still dead. And she asked, her attorneys asked the judge, could she go home? It was the holidays. She said, I'm not going to treat her, this case, no better, worse than the other. I treat the other case. When you're convicted of a manslaughter, it is what it is. And I kind of liked it. I kind of like that judge a little bit when she said that. I'm not going to give her any special favors because, as you know, Brother Dante Wright won't be coming home ever. But perhaps she will. So let us get, let me bring the host on. Let me bring on Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Got that echo going on. Shalom, family. Most God bless you. Yam Su Fari. Big Zeke. Sister Yehudi. May the Most God bless you all as well and the family.
Thank you very much, my brother. Yes, yes, my brother. May the Most God bless you and your family.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
you, man.
Brother.
Kim Potter. She's
right.
Like an elevated Karen. She probably mm-hmm. thought she could get away with it, but there's no way in the world that she mistook her handgun for a taser. And all them tears she cried, you know, was to no avail. But it's amazing that they was in the same court as the trial for George Floyd, our brother, that got
right.
kneeled on and killed by that cop in the same city.
Right.
But I'm just glad his spirit was in that court. you know, to bring justice. Because had there been no cameras, no video, these kind of things go on in America. And we're fortunate to have cameras now so people can see what's actually going on, as opposed to, you know, looking at us like we just crying wolf.
Right.
But I give thanks that the Most High brought justice to that family. Because like you said, that young brother's not going home. She talking about she want to go home for the holidays. Oh no, mama! You know the code.
You know the drill. The codification. Right.
She had a big smile on her face when they took her mugshot. I'm like, who does that? That's why I call her Harry Potter's big sister, whatever, because he's a warlock and she's a witch.
And she thought she was gonna get on her broom and fly off, huh? Okay.
Oh yeah. Hilda style.
I guess they put a what is those things, Katria, they put on your car? A boot. They put a boot on a broom. She couldn't fly out.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere. But she knew the routine. She started taking her jewelry off and all that, saying goodbye to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She knew the procedure.
Exactly.
But I wonder if they're going to put her in solitary confinement because she is a police officer.
Well, that's be her best bet. That would be her best bet, to be put in a solitary confinement. It's not going to work for her in the population. I can assure you that. All right. Katria.
Yep.
Okay, let us bring our sister, dear sister and friend on from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Hootie. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Hootie. May the Most High bless you. Are you there? Sister Yehudi, you on mute?
Oh, you stepped away from the mic?
Maybe she's boiling some eggs.
Probably. Burning
I said
up.
No. Oh, here I am. I put it on mute. My bad. But I did step away from the mic. Shalom, brother.
Like, have you had any holiday cheers? Have you had any holiday cheers up under the mistletoe or something? Some eggnog or something?
Why?
She didn't mess with the egg. She messed with the eggnog. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, that's right. She didn't mess with the egg. She messed with the nog on the egg.
No. I was fixing a snack, and I said, oh, they're going to talk kind of a long time. Y'all fooled me. No, y'all didn't.
Yeah, we certainly did, sister. We certainly got you.
I've been talking for a long time. Oh, I can make a snack while they're talking. Excuse me, they're rattling right now. Look at that old man. They're calling me. Well, you know, I am glad. I kind of figured she was going to say, now we got to know how much, because, you know, sometimes they'll spend 2 or 3 years get off on good behavior.
I think Sister Hootie, she's probably looking at 10 years minimum. Mm-hmm. She's not looking at probation. I would be shocked if they gave her probation. I'm looking at 10 years minimum. And she had to do about 3.5 years on it. How do I know that? I ain't going to tell
you. Yeah, how do you know that? Okay, anyway. See, because I'm looking at the fact, like you said, he's never coming back. He has a child. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. Just imagine that child has to grow up without. Here he was a good dad, from what I read. Not deadbeat. And that child's going to grow up without his dad. That's what I'm looking at. So I hope the family rally around that child, teach that child that too many people neglecting our children, so I pray they keep that the right way.
The fact that he was a good dad shows that his family raised him well.
Right.
And I'm sure they're going to raise his son or his child in the same manner that they raised him.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank the Most High for these handheld cameras, because they don't lie.
That's true. We don't. Speaking of snacking, I'll say this before we get in our study. I'm trying to do my best with eating more healthier snacks. I just got me some applesauce. I like cinnamon applesauce. And like cheese and crackers.
Right.
Instead of the junky potato chips and candy
right.
bars, cake and all that. Yeah.
Right.
And the food is tasty. So,
it's better for you, Sushi Hootie. And then again, now along with that, the food that we eat healthy, we should eat much more healthier. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I cooked me some turnip greens with some turkey meat in it, and I cooked me, and I'm going to bake me some chicken, maybe bake it. I like baked chicken. And I was going to bake me a hen, but all the days people got them. The days people got all the chicken and hens. I couldn't even go get me, and this on just the norm. I couldn't even find a hen or a chicken because all the days people got them.
What's the difference between a chicken and a hen?
Well, I think the hen is older. From what I know about a hen, I just read it quite recently, and I wanted to know, what's the difference between a chicken and a hen? Well, a hen helped raise the chickens. She helped raise the chickens to be chickens. Then once she got too old, I guess, hey, come here, mommy. Come here, mommy Potter. Time to chop your head off, too. So they let her help raise the little chickens. And they chop them up. Then they said, come here, mommy. We got something for you, too. They chop her up. She's older. She's an older chicken.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out several weeks ago. Yeah, I found that out several weeks ago, Cartrell, Cecilia.
You know, my mom can make the best greens, turnips and mustard, with no meat flavoring.
Right.
Roast garlic and onions. When I cook my greens, I use chicken broth.
You use what, Cecilia?
Chicken broth.
Oh, well, I use mine. I cook that turkey meat for 2 or 3 or 4 hours. The wings or the drumstick, I cook 3 or 4 hours. And then to the meat falls off the bone, then I was gonna mix it up with turnip, I think it's turnip, and collard. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I get them already freshly washed and everything, and the bag was huge. So I just had enough for the turnip. And next week I do the collards. So I had enough for the turnip, and man, they're off the chain. But you got to know how to season. If you don't know how to season, you can mess up some greens.
Can we get
when
back
I
to the
snack? When I take my chicken, I use cloves. I mean, not cloves. They, what do you call that meat? That's all right. I can't think of it right now. But go ahead, Cartier. I'm sorry.
Well, Cartier, I want to know about some snacks. Did he say,
yeah, I saw
can we get
a different
pamphlet.
I'm talking about some turkey and some
ham,
chicken.
Oh, okay. I understand, bro. You're getting a little hungry. We're going to get on out there because I hear your stomach growling over there. That's all right. We're going to get off here, bro.
I wanted to throw in the snacks that I eat, like fruits and vegetables, dry fruits, nuts.
Yeah. Right. I eat that. Orange, apples, pistachios, pecans, walnuts, if I can get them. I mean, those are healthy foods.
Excuse me, Young Sue.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you, brother, but can I hear Cartrell, please?
Won't you go eat your snacks, okay? Cartrell, go ahead, brother.
I'm done. We need to stop.
Go ahead, Coach. I want to know, man. Come on now. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up with the snacks.
Yeah, like prunes and apricot, dry apricots, raisins.
Right.
Dates sometimes. I don't really like dates. But cashew nuts, peanuts, walnuts, popcorn.
You like some pistachios? You like some pistachios?
Love pistachio. Love pistachio.
Yeah, well,
sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds.
Right.
Mm.
What's your favorite one meat? Your favorite of all, if you had that one meat to eat, it was your last meal. What would that meat be?
Lamb.
Me too.
Give me some lamb, buddy.
Lamb or some goat. I like me some goat. I like some goat.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I made some lamb, and the super came up. You know,
right.
Me and him was talking about lamb. We would cook lamb better. Just so happened,
right.
I cooked my lamb. I gave him a plate the day before yesterday.
Right.
Came back with some more.
I guess you showed him. You didn't told him. You showed him.
Brother came back with some more.
Yeah, well, yeah. I get up that way. I'm going to insist. I want some lamb. I get up that way to see you and whatnot. This is visit with you and Avia and Sister Shahudi around them parts. And then Big Z, I would insist upon some lambs too. Okay?
All we got to do is go out to Arizona.
Oh, that's right. Yim Yahoo. He going to cut the whole lamb up. Yeah, we need to meet at that spot then. Okay?
Yeah.
We don't get what they give us here. We get the whole lamb. Yeah, I think we need to go that way. All right. Thank you, Cartrell. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sister Yodi. Let us bring our friend and brother on from Milwaukee. I got it right. Big Zeke, we call him. But his real name is Ezekiel. Beautiful name from a beautiful prophet. Go ahead, Big Zeke. Your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you. Hold on.
Hey, Shalom, elders.
God bless you.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey to y'all. Shalom, shalom. All praise and blessings and glory to our Heavenly Father, the Most High Yah. And hello, audience and stuff. Man, y'all making me hungry over here. So I got the daughter in there now cutting up onions, green peppers, and some beef to about to make some Philly cheesesteaks.
Are you kidding me? Oh, Lord.
Nah, with some serrano peppers and red crushed peppers, because we like everything spicy over here. So
they make Philly cheesesteaks from Wisconsin?
Yes, I do. Yes, I got to say for the folks who don't know, yes, there's many Israelites and black folks over here in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a whole nother state, even though it's a city. Wisconsin is a whole nother state.
Right. But you know what, BT? Yeah. I can make a mean pizza. You know, I go to Walmart and I get that plain big old pizza they got in the box. I take that sapsucker and I give me some turkey meat. I give me some extra chicken, some jalapeno peppers, olives. Olives.
That ain't making no pizza, man. You gotta stop with your dough.
Hey, man, y'all gonna have to stop hating, bro.
We both
gang up on you.
that's that Southern Belle for you. They gonna pick up anything they can to mix up in there, like it's good. Oh,
just like
turkey.
Hey, we living in prison life. It's just like prison life. We living in prison life.
Hey,
you gotta make it work for you.
Speaking of that turkey we was talking about, that thing wasn't falling off the bone. That thing was sticking to the bone. It was dry as hell.
Big Z, I promise you. I bought it, but I had to step away from the house, and I took it out, put it in the container, put it in the fridge, and I left the broth on the stove, but I didn't want anything to catch fire. When I got back, I cooked about an hour and a half more, and that meat was falling off the bone, brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. When we link up, we gonna get on that grill. We gonna I'm gonna show you what a Levi do.
Big Z, what's gonna happen to you, young brother? Cause I'm the elder. What's gonna happen? You gonna cry and sit down and hand me the grill? Cause you already know, player, it's going down.
See, I already know with that smack talking. I already know when you take one taste of that grill that I get off, that meat I put on that grill and come off, you're going to be like all silence, just cricket.
And I do reluctantly, Big Z, I do reluctantly, well, like I said, Cartrell has me by a month and a half. That means he's been here a month and a half before me, And I'm sure he do things a month and a half before me better than I do. That's all I'm saying, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to bring in. Y'all was talking about that goat and that lamb. I'm gonna have to from our Caribbean brethren, y'all. Uh-oh. They teach me that real yardy cooking, you know, and go ask mommy to go in the kitchen and make us some curry, go and some beef patties and some steamed fish, you know, and some steamed cabbage. You know.
Stew cheese.
Godriel, Sister Rudy. Godriel, Sister Rudy. He talks a good what? Talk. Let's see, can he walk a good walk, okay?
Hey, sis, he ain't seen the videos, I tell you. He ain't seen the cooking videos, huh?
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. See, he ain't right. seen the kitchen. He ain't seen seasonings. Nah, not yet.
That's going to be next to next. That's all. It's going to be both of y'all.
I hear the voices of Elihu and Eliphaz and Josiah.
You're over there. You know what? That reminds me of something. Let's get to work, y'all. We here to go to work. Now, the country has just pulled us back into reality. Truth be told.
Yeah. Elder Yamsu, he got all of them all in one. Everything Cottrell's his name. It's all the men in one about his cooking.
Well, look here, Cottrell bust all of our bubbles with that. By that statement alone right there, he bust my bubble. I know he bust yours too, Bell Dad, okay? So let's get to work.
like James Vernon said, talking loud and saying nothing.
All right.
That's it. Louder than words. The proof is in the pudding. We're going to have a contest.
Praise God, Cottrell. As a reminder, Cottrell and I talked, and I always get my my lead on things from Cottrell. And I ask him for his recommendations or suggestions. And I asked Cottrell, who do you think we ought to hit? Brother? I called it. He said, no, I didn't call him. I texted him. And Cottrell texted back, Isaiah. I said, sounds like a plan to me. So after these studies with Job will be over, y'all get ready. We're going to go back to one of the prophets, Isaiah. We're going to see about the curses and everything. Okay? We're going to see about the solutions of the curses in the book of Isaiah. And we're going to see about the curses and who they really apply to. Do they apply to the people over there pretending to be us? Or do they really apply to us? We'll get to the bottom of it. But right now, let's go to the 40th chapter of Job. Yah is still replying to Job. What would he say? He putting the metal to the pedal, so to speak, with Job, Beldad, Elisaphah, Zophar, and Elihu. He putting the metal to the pedal. He pushing them up against the wall. Praise Yah. May the Most High bless us. Yah says in reply to Job, shall one who should be disciplined complain against Yah? What if you, Job, need to be disciplined? Do you have a right to complain to me, you or anybody else for that matter? But this is not the case there. But if it is or more the case, do you have a right to complain against me? He says, he who arraigns, Yah must respond. If you're going to bring me to trial, you must respond. Job said in reply to Yah, see, I like his response. See, he's a lot more humble. He is a man how we should emulate. Not only when it comes to the Most High, but to each other for that matter. Look at his response. Job said in reply to Yah, see, I'm small. I ain't got too many words. I'm small of words. What can I answer you? I ain't got that many words to say. See, you know how we've been trained. We always like to go back and forth and have a lot of words to go back and forth with. Instead of examining who is talking and what are they talking about. This is the creator. Any individual with any common sense is not going to argue with their creator. And he chooses not to. He said, I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got that many words. What can I answer you?
But I'm insignificant. Yeah.
Yeah. He said,
you
don't
know what I'm asking you.
Right.
When he put his hand over his mouth.
Right. He says he restrains himself. And sometimes we have to learn how to restrain ourselves. And that's why, you know, I often tell people, guard your tongue. And people think when I say that, I'm being facetious or ugly. But when I say that, I'm saying I'm making reference to what I know, like Job, or men like Job. You have to guard your mouth. And he said, I'm restraining myself to say, because he knows we as human beings have a tendency to let it all hang out. And he said, no, I'm restraining myself. I have spoken once and will not reply. I'm not going to say anymore. Twice and will do so no more. And I'm responding to you now, but I ain't going to say no more. He said, when you asked me the first time, I said something, but they were small words. I mean, I just said something now, but I ain't going to say no more. We have to learn how to restrain ourselves, govern ourselves. Then Yah replied to Job out of the tempest and said, gird your loins like a man. Be a man. Man up. I will ask you to inform me, since you know everything. Would you impugn my justice? Would you condemn me that you may be right? You gonna gaslight the situation? Do y'all know what gaslighting means? There was a movie called Gaslighting. A lot of people don't know that. And I think it came out in the 50s or 60s when we were growing up. Sister Hootie and Cottrell. And the movie's called Gaslighting. And I beg y'all to go back and go to YouTube and look at it. There was a guy trying to make his wife feel that she was growing crazy. And they had gas lighting. He would turn the lights down and turn them up to make her feel like she had gone crazy. It's called gaslighting. And so Yah is saying, are you going to gaslight me? You going to make me think I'm crazy? But basically, Yah said, you ain't going to make me think I'm crazy now. He said, would you condemn me? That you may be right? Will you gaslight me, Joe? Have you an arm like y'all? Do you got arms like mine? Can you thunder with a voice like his? And they're hearing this awesome voice speaking out of the tempest. Deck yourself now with grandeur and eminence. Get yourself up, dress yourself, clean yourself up. Clothe yourself in glory and majesty. Scatter wide your raging anger, Job, if you feel inclined to, if you're feeling frisky. See, every proud man, and bring him low if you can, but you can't. I can only do that. See every proud man and humble him, but you can't. I can. Bring them down where they stand. You can't do it, Job, but I can. I brought you down. Bury them all in the earth. And I do, Job, but you can't. And neither one of you. Hide their faces in obscurity. I can, Job, but you can't. And even I would praise you. If you could do all of those things, Job, I would praise you. But I can do them. Well, you ought to be praising me. For the triumph, your right hand won you, like mine has won me. Take now Behemoth, whom I made as I did. They were they were those, what they called dinosaurs back then. He eat grass like the cattle. His strength is in his loins. His might is in the muscle of his belly, those dinosaurs back then. Y'all made them. He made his tail stand up like a cedar. Sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are like tubes of bronze. His limb like iron rod, because I made him, I know him. He is the first of Yah's work. Only his maker can draw the sword against him. And he certainly did when he bought those asteroids down. The mountains yield him produce, and all the beans of the field play, where all the beasts of the field play. He lie down beneath the lotus and the cover of the swamp reeds. The lotus embower him with shade. The willows of the brook surround him. He can restrain the river from his rushing. That's how big he is. His confidence, the stream will gush at his command. And he's so huge, he can regulate it like a dam. Can he be taken by his eye, those dinosaurs? Can his nose be pierced by a hook? Can you draw the Leviathan by a fisher. Now, I ain't talking about these things now. I'm talking about the first creation. Those Leviathans then. Man could fool with them. Can you press down his tongue by a rope? Can you bring a ring through his nose or pierce his jaw with a bar? We plead with you at length. We beg you. We speak soft words to you. We make an agreement with you to be taken as your lifelong slave.
Yeah, I'm so.
Yes.
You in chapter 41 in my book.
No, I'm at, no, bro. I'm in 40.
Okay.
That
now, I just went into, you, listen, you went into 41, Elder.
No, bro. Y'all off the reservations, brother. I'm not eating that. My hand is the only thing. Go back up, please. Go back up to verse 26 of 40. And we will read this together. Y'all are off the script, meaning that 41 and 40 have some similarities. 26, can you put a ring through his nose?
It's no 26 in our book.
Well, it's 26 in my book, in chapter 40.
Stop that 24.
Yes, it does.
Well, mine continues on, so I'm going to continue on. And 26, can you put a ring through his nose or pierce his jaw with a bar? We plead with you at length. We speak soft words to you. We make an agreement with you to be taken as your lifelong slave. Will you play him like a bird and tie him down for your girls, for they to be his teddy bear, his dinosaurus, his T-Rex? Shall traders traffic in him? Will he be divided up among merchants? Can you fill his skin with darts or his head with fish spears? Lay a hand on him, and you will never think about it again. Put your hand on them dinosaurs and T-Rexes and whatnot. You ain't going to put your hand on nothing else. Now, I don't know why y'all stopped there. Mine continued on and Tanakh continued on to verse 32. So I'm going to see. I got some other. Hold on. Don't y'all start nothing. Look, stop the press. I'm going to look at this. I'm going to look at this Holman right here. Hold on. No. Stop the press. I'm going to look at this. This Nelson. I got three versions. I'm going to look at this Nelson and see where it stops off.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all bear with me, because I'm going to let y'all have the mic. Just bear with me.
Okay, we
have. Why you trying to find what you trying to find?
Okay, so
your book stop where it should have continued, where it says, "Behold, your expectation is false. You will be hurled down even at the sight of him. No one is so reckless that he dares to stir him."
Right.
When then is he who opposes me, who has been first to give to me, that I should repay him?
So, and what chapter
is the entire heaven is mine.
So, Cartrell, what chapter did it jump over in your book to chapter 41?
Chapter 40 stops at verse
24. Yeah, mine went on 36. Let me look at this one. So, we're at 40, and I'm going to look at this version right here to see what stops off of that. We have 40.
Out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, or by three, let everything be established. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but, yeah, hold on. Now, in Job 40, in this version, it stops off at 24, as you
uh-huh.
indicate. So, man, I got one more to look at.
Uh-huh.
One more to look at, but, I don't want y'all to go past.
That's not forsaken Levi.
Right. I don't want y'all to go past where y'all stopped up, okay? But give me one more book to look at. One more. I got three additional. I probably got some more I can look at. 40, 32, 37, 39, okay, and 40. And so this stops at 24 too. That's strange. So Let's stop y'all at 24 in y'all book. All right, and we'll pick up at 41. Well, we stopped off in you guys' book. Because in the Tanakh, the so-called Jewish edition, they contain only 36. Right. Now, you need to say no more, right? Okay. All right, y'all. So y'all got to may the Most High bless y'all. Y'all end at verse 24, please. Thank you.
Okay. Katria, Ezekiel? No?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Think
about 40, after 40.
I honestly wish that more of our people would do the same thing what Job did onto, you know, the Most High. He answered twice. He said, man, I'm shutting my mouth. I ain't got nothing else to say. I ain't finna say nothing and stuff. I'm finna learn every bit of knowledge and wisdom and understanding and whatever righteous way is your way and thing. I'm just going to shut up and listen. I really wish amongst us a lot of times, us individuals, when we're dealing with each other, that we have more than patience when we're trying to build with each other, because something's being brought out and it may be for you. The Most High may be using that individual for you, and it's specifically for you. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So back with the respect of even the Most High was speaking on Moshe. Moshe didn't interrupt him when he was about to kill off all of our people and stuff. And said, I was going to create a new nation with you. Then when Moshe started talking, the Most High didn't even interrupt him. So it's all about, you know, the listening, because you don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? And then it just dealing with us human beings, we don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's good. That's why we have Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. You know, we get more knowledge and wisdom and understanding amongst us about the Most High, something we didn't know, something we didn't hear. You know, sit your feelings to the side for a second. Sit your leaning and understanding to the side for a second, or whatever the case may be. Just hear everybody out. So, you know, that's a good life lesson, you know, that I know for a fact that I try to practice and incorporate in my life the whole time. So, but anyway, anybody else got anything to say? Ken.
Just like Job and his friends, Job's friends and Job are pushing their way to know Yah better. And that's the conversations we should be having, to push each other to get to know Yah better, so that when his presence does come on the scene, which it will, and he said he was coming, he's going to be speaking, people are going to shut their mouths. And he said people will shut their mouths at the presence of Yah. So we're prepared and trying to prepare each other for this great and divine presence that the Most High is going to bring on all the world. So like you said, we don't really know how y'all going to do it, when he going to do it, why he going to do it the way he does it. But the fact that he's listening to Job and his friends, he heard all their conversation, and he's pinpointing some of the things that Job leveled against him. Are you going to, like, what do you say to him? Behold, will you find fault and contend with Yah? Let him who rebukes Yah hear an answer. You going to contend with me and find fault with me in the way I do things? Let me hear you answer that. So Job realizes that all this argument that he didn't know with his friends, he begins to realize he's nothing before Yah. All his conversations didn't mean anything. And it's going to be the same thing with us. All the conversations we're having, when Yah's presence, you know, comes on the scene, it's going to seem so insignificant. And they attribute some of the people that's analyzing the book of Job. They say the behemoth is the hippo and Leviathan is the crocodile. And that might be a possibility, but when I read about Leviathan in other books like Proverbs and Psalms or Psalms, they talk about Leviathan being in the sea, like Psalms 104. The ships move along there, and Leviathan, which you have formed, have fun with it. Okay? So, it might be a huge, humongous crocodile. if he plays the shit.
Godzilla! Godzilla!
Well, because Scott Trent, it said, so Shahudi and Big Z, didn't it say it was his first creation? And so being that first, these were not like the little crocodiles we see around and now. These hippopotamus. These were some humongous dinosauric animals.
Yeah.
But it did say, now, Betamoth, which I got animal, which I made along with you. Now, what about the Leviathan?
Leviathan? You
made that too?
Yeah. And there's some things we hadn't found. And we found fossils of those Leviathans. And they were humongous. The alligators in the beginning of creation. The hippopotamus, the dinosaurs, the T-Rexes, those were huge. Man couldn't even fool with those things. And imagine
and even now, you're looking for the life of the sea animals, right? There's huge animals in the sea, aren't there? There's animals the size of ships in the sea. And we don't even know. We haven't even seen all of them. And they say that Leviathan is a sea monster.
Right. And it says he going to be present in the final days because he going to be wrecking heaven. The big fella, he waiting on the Most High to let him out the gate. He ready. His name ready, I believe. No, his name ain't ready, but he ready. What is that song? We ready. We ready. Believe you me. They ready.
That's not a song. That's a chant.
That's a chant?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, they ready.
The Most High, there's only things that he can do, right? And he's explaining that to Job from the time he started speaking to Job. Like, can you do what I do? No, you can't do nothing. You can't even compare. He says, now, stand up like a man. Adorn yourself with pride and dignity. Clothe yourself with honor and majesty like I do. Let your outbursts of anger like I'm about to do. And look at everyone who is arrogant and humble him. So Yah's letting you know a pattern. That's his pattern. If you could do that, then you like me. Look at everyone who is arrogant and humble him and trample down the wicked where they stand. Hide them together in the dust. Imprison them in the hidden place. If you can
praise
do that, you're just like me.
I praise you.
And I will confess to you, right? You could do what I do. You like me. You equal, son.
Right.
But he said what? Your right hand, your own right hand can't even save you. Your own hand can't save you for what I put on you. He's telling us we can't save ourselves. Only the
and we know that. We know that. We know that. And we don't know. We ought to know.
Yep.
And that country, may I add something? If they think the Democratic Party can save them, the Republican Party, the Independent Party, Black Lives Matter, the gay movement, any other kind of organization, if they think that can save them, keep at it. See how it works out for you.
Well, who the Catholic Church say going to save you? Is it the same one? Are you talking about?
Exactly.
Are they right?
Nope.
Well, this is straight from Yasma, and he's letting you know what the situation and the circumstances are, right? Ain't no man that can compare to Yah. Stop it. And if you put your trust in men, then you're a fool.
The Pope, Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci, anybody else for that matter, CDC, FBI, CIA, I call them. If they listening to me, probably are. I'm just telling them the truth. They can't save me. They can't even save themselves. They can watch me.
And do you know that Dr. Fauci called for Fox to fire the guy that interviewed me?
Fauci get a little beside himself, ain't he?
No, the dude that interviewed me got beside himself. He talking about ways to end
it. Was that the one? Was that the one that interviewed you that time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Tasha, why didn't you do a Dr. Fauci? Why did you call Fox and tell him to fight? Why did you do a Fauci?
Because he was talking some smack about Dr. Fauci, talking about how to kill him.
Oh, okay.
Catch him and kill him. Ambush him, trap him and kill him. But he was like saying that was a metaphor, in a metaphoric way.
See, now, Katya, you have a better solution. You go to Yah. You have a better solution. You go to Yah.
Well, we trying to find our way there. It's just like Job. We need to connect, reconnect like he's commanding us to do. We're going to find out. We go through the prophets. He's telling us to come back to him and be connected.
Praise God.
Following our own ways.
Exactly.
Because he is our master. He's our king. And we serve him with the follow the orders, the ordinances, the commands, the demands of your master. What's he telling you to do?
You know what he's telling you to do? Protect your soul. That's the only thing you got going. Protect your soul. Follow the codification associated and assigned with that soul. There's codification assigned with protecting that soul. They're doing what Yah said when he said, how fast he said and quick as he said, without question, hesitation, and reservations. That's what it's about. And being humble in doing so. That's what he's telling Job, and that's what he's telling us.
And we thought Job's friends were wise. A lot of things they were saying, damn, that's on point. But they were totally wrong.
Right.
And a lot of things that people preach today sound right. But guess what? They're totally wrong.
Well,
these religions talking about Yah. Islam ain't talking about Yah. Christianity is not talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator who put the constellations in motion and controls the animals and the seas and the earth and put boundaries on the water. These people are worshiping people.
Mm-hmm.
Worshiping images of men whom Yah created. And he say there's no man on earth that can answer the question and answer. He's asking Job and his friends.
And any man born of a virgin on 25th of December, as they said, any man born of a virgin, any man. Case closed.
And if that's his beginning, then who did all that before him?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Katra, that is so asinine, brother. That is so asinine to believe.
It's not a country.
A man born of a virgin, a man born of a virgin, a human being, can save you when he can't save himself. Come on, man. What's the reason behind that? Doesn't make any sense. It's fairy tales. It's Roman Greek nonsense.
And we can see the difference in the Old Testament. Because Yah ain't no man. He come in the presence of the whirlwind. Can a man do that?
No.
Okay. They would like to be able to control the whirlwinds, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they try to kill up folks. That's what they do. Like they've been doing
every day.
Yeah. Gotcha, that was deep, brother. Appreciate you. So, Shahudi? Speaking
of,
I'm
listening.
Hey,
listen,
Katrina dropped a bomb on us,
didn't he? He
dropped a bomb on us.
No, I wasn't that deep. Come on now. Y'all got,
I just say you got.
For me.
He dropped a firecracker.
It ain't even pop.
Not even a firecracker. The little poppers, the little white things you hit on the ground.
No. He was the country up. I've been on this show since 2013. Believe you me, when I hear deep, I respect deep. And I give you your props. You got deep into the Most High. I love it, man. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we just scratching the surface, y'all.
Yeah.
We ain't deep enough. We ain't connect yet.
Yeah, you're right.
We're working at it, though. We're working at it every day. We come on this show, we're working at it. At least that's the beauty of it. We know we ain't. That's why we coming on to this study show, because we know we ain't, Contrail. But it's good to hear brothers. It's good to hear brothers and sisters that when you've been digging at a level, evacuating the situation, then they dig down one level more, you can see it. See, you now we ain't dig what we need to be dug at, but you dug down a level more than what we've been digging on, and we can see the difference. Praise y'all.
Wait till we get to the prophets.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Isaiah. Yeah, yes, sir, Reed. Go ahead, Big Z. Go ahead, Sister Yudi. Don't fill in the void, y'all. Tell us something that we don't know.
That firecracker must have sent them home. They still think about Lil Pop.
No, he over there, Contrail. He over there with that little freeze. You know that little thing we used to light and just freeze in your hand? Come on with the little freeze, okay? Come on with the little freeze.
Y'all trying to be funny, huh? that's trying to be funny. I'm just listening because I got a, like I said, I'm doing cooking right now and stuff too. But I just got my hand over my mouth right now. I'm just listening, like, you know, I know when to speak.
All right.
So Judy.
I'm just listening. I just in the listening mode, you know?
Praise God. You got your hand over your mouth?
No.
All right. Fellow students, we went down to another level in our study. It is evacuation of the truth. And that was deep. I hope y'all could appreciate it, because I certainly did. May the Most High bless you. But so what we're finna do now, of study, Contrail is finna delve even a little bit more deeper. I believe it's in Psalms 141, if memory serves me correctly. Prayer for safekeeping from wickedness by our King, our lovely King of this beautiful song. It's Psalms 141.
Really? I thought it was 140. I'm wrong.
140.
Well, 140. Y'all know my thinker broke sometime. Y'all bear with me.
It's synchronized with Joe.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Going back to the Z. Go back to the stove.
Stuff up there.
Z, go back to the stove and start cooking. Okay, I mean, we let the grown folk get you this. Okay.
I gotta run back to the store to get some more Huggies so I can change you.
Oh, you got joke face. You got jokes. All right, I'm gonna take that one.
I'm ashy.
But you know,
long as he ain't burning them collard greens, he's like.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, Big Z, what goes around, my brother, certainly do come around. May the Most High bless you.
And it missed me. And it missed me all the time.
Whatever. Go on, man. What are you cooking on, Z? What is that? What is that you said you cooked? Philly steak.
Yeah,
go on, fix and make some Philly steaks, man. We finna get into some real deep steak in this synchronized song that the Most has provided. Chapter 40. And may the Most High bless us. Caught you up and break it down to us like we 4 years old. Y'all dig in and check in and plug in. Go ahead, Contrail.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
It's not Psalms 40, it's Psalms 140. Even though Psalms 40 is a great song. This is another psalm of our King, King David. Imagine, he's writing these songs that are actually spiritual, that have the power to protect you. This is a psalm of protection. And anytime you're in trouble, people threatening you, you should go to Psalms 140. And that's for people that don't know how to pray and connect with Yah. So this is direct connect, from our King, King David. We wonder why he was so successful in the life that he lived. But we get into his mindset and his heart, because he's pouring out his heart and soul in these songs. Because that's what we do as a people. We put our heart and soul in these songs. I wonder what the music was to this song. Praise God. Rescue me, Yah, from evil people. Protect me from violent men. I had to pray this song when I was young, because growing up in Harlem, there's a lot of violence around me. Say, protect me from these evil people, Yah. These violent men. I never trusted them at all, because I have trust in Yah. That's just me. Who devised evil against, who devised evil things in their hearts? They continually start wars. They sharpen their tongues like a snake. The venom of a viper is under their lips. Who are we talking about? European people? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Because that's what the Indians said about them.
Mm-hmm.
They stir up war. They speak with false tongues. Their tongues are sharp like snakes. Keep me, Yah, from the hands of the wicked. Unfortunately, we're trying to keep Babylon alive. You see, people have done wickedness in the earth, and one day they will pay. Protect me from violent men. Yes, because they will shoot you jogging through their neighborhood. Who intend to trip up my feet. All I'm doing is jogging. The proud have hidden a trap for me. And their snares. Yeah, he's a black man going through an abandoned building. He must have been doing something. They have spread a net. They got cameras everywhere at the wayside. They have set snares for me. They set me up. They won't give me a job. And what they expect me to do. I said unto Yah, you are my Elohim. Listen, Yah, to the sound of my pleading. Anytime I call you, please hear me. Elohim, Yah. The strength of my salvation. Who is the strength of your salvation? It ain't no man for me. You have covered my head on the day of battle. That's when you want Yah to be with you. And trust me, King David was in some thick battles, so he know what he's talking about. Do not grant the desire of the wicked. That's why you got to pray when you're in the midst of that battle. Don't grant their desire, because you know they want to smash me. Show your power to them while I'm fighting them. Do not bring about his evil planning. You know they plan evil against us. They want to shout out with these vaccinations. We don't need that stuff. You've been protecting us all along. So they are not exalted. Selah. Yeah, they want to crush us and defeat us and push us in the background like we're nothing. After all we've done and given to them to make them who they are today. As for the head of those who surround me, may the harm of their lips cover them. Whenever they speak negative against me, curse those that curse us and bless those that bless us. May burning coals fall upon them. That's severe. Because King David is a warrior. You want to kill the enemy. Not just to, you know, like shut them up, but they need to be burnt with fire. May they be cast into the fire, into the bottomless pits from which they cannot rise. That's She-Hulk. May a slaughter not endure on the earth. May a slanderer not endure on the earth. Haven't these people been slandering us? And you know when they slander us, they slander the Most High, because his name is attached to us. And King David is like, may evil haunt a violent person violently. Let your violence return upon your own head. I know that Yah will maintain the cause of the afflicted. Just hold on. Wait for Yah. Our day is coming. All this affliction we've been suffering is not for naught. And justice for the poor. So we say, no justice, no peace. Yah said the same thing. There will be no peace until he exacts justice. Certainly the righteous will give thanks to your name. Whose name?
His
upright
name.
Will dwell in your presence. And we know about the presence of Yah. Can you handle it? Comes in a whirlwind with the thunder and the lightning. Can you dwell in that presence? Are you upright enough? See, because if he wasn't upright, you couldn't have sat with Job and his friends while Yah was on the scene. You probably would have had to run if you weren't upright in your heart. So when Yah comes, I hope you're upright in the things that you do, not just what you say, but in your actions. We all have to be on that path because Yah is coming for salvation, for the afflicted, for the poor. Just hang in there. Be patient. Have the patience of Job.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Hey, Big Z, put aside the Philly steak for a minute. Come on, come to the light, Carol Ann.
Yeah, I'm here.
Come to the light, Carol Ann. Do you have any commentaries? Put the Philly steak down.
I mean, everything that, you know, saying in there, I mean, this is lifelong lessons that we deal with now and stuff. You know, we got, you know, besides the other nations and stuff and this wicked ass, oops, sorry, this wicked world,
you know,
we got even our own people going against us, you know, lying on us, trying to smear your names, you know, all types of things and create, you know, create more, even amongst conscious Israelites, you know. They breaking every law of the Most High and stuff, you know.
Right.
Just making his name without any worth, you know, and they think, you know, a lot of people think it's a game and stuff, and they just don't know, you know, like you said, they're going to be held accountable on the day of judgment and things. So, I mean, or whether their judgment comes later or it's going to come now and stuff, you know, so folks just out here doing whatever, saying whatever, however they want and not realizing what's coming out of their mouth. Like law says, you know, every idle word that proceeded out their mouth, you should be judged by. You know, amongst our people, you know, it's why even when my enemies do stuff to me and things like that, I don't even pray. You know, I just say, I mean, I let the Most High know, like, hey, you know, protect me from all this wickedness in the world and whoever's trying to come against me, whether it be my enemies or your enemies as well, you know, whatever they try to do unto me, whether it's spiritual or mental, emotional, or physical, let it come back on. You put it back on to them however many folds you want to do, whatever be your will, y'all, you know?
Great
I just
job.
Leave it at that.
You know what?
And like I said,
you know
again,
what?
If stuff did get physical, then, you know, the Most High gave her hand. Uh-uh, get out of that, girl.
Come on, man. It ain't just serious about that Philly steak shit. It's going to be there when you get done.
I got to look this. You know what?
I ain't gonna tell
the stories, but that's okay. I'm gonna leave that out for right now, Elder. You know. So anyway,
but we do know this, Big Z. You ain't big for nothing, okay? We don't call you Big Z
right.
for nothing. You like your
right.
Penn State. Get out of there, girl.
Now the little one, she just got an onion. She's about to chew on it and find out really soon.
Should have let her do it. Then she find
out. She's
13.
She's 13. You think she know by now?
No,
no,
the 2-year-old. My niece.
The 2-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got my niece here. So.
She's busy. Very busy. Yeah.
Hey, man, isn't it good to have daughters, especially when they're young? Before they teenage years, they are some of the most sweetest, beautiful human beings in the world. But when the world gets hold of, bro, they like my daughter. They get on the dark side of the moon quick. I don't even know them. They ain't like when they were little babies, not 2 years old, and they're appreciative of fathers and mothers and whatnot. They're on a different side of the moon, bro.
Right. Yeah.
That's because you're a big girl now.
No more
daddy.
Little girl. That's a falsetto. That's not my voice. That's a falsetto. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't going to try to hit that falsetto, but there's wisdom in that song. No more daddy, little girl. And the child flies, man. They become grown women. And got to love them just as much.
You definitely do. But you know what? The onus ain't just on them. They got to love our stupid behinds just as much, too. Because, you know, a lot of us are forced. We like to blame games. The brothers like to blame the sisters. The sisters like to blame the brothers. But the fact be told, all of us are responsible. Sisters and brothers alike. The onus is on each of us to unify to be tethered at the hip, to bring solutions, and to go to that site, Cottrell, is about to soon provide for you, show you how we do it. Cottrell, please tell them the site.
YahWillGather.us.
Praise Yah. That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
I did want to say, in regards to King David and the prayers, the songs that he makes, a lot of nations have means of fighting wars, right?
Right.
Right. The Orientals are known for martial arts. The Europeans are known for their weapons. Africans are known for various other things. But the nation of Israel, our warfare is spiritual. When we connect with Yah, the Most High fights our battles for us. This is what King David is revealing. Because, I mean...
That's the solution.
Yes. How does a shepherd boy gain the victories that he gained? And we can see it in his mindset. It wasn't about his physical prowess or what he knew. He stayed connected to the Most High and asked Yah to protect him throughout all things that, you know, he was facing things we can't even imagine. Even as a young boy, he's killing even bears. At 17 and 16, killing bears and lions? Oh, you had to be connected with Yah back then. Because we ain't facing no bears. We ain't facing no wild lions where we live.
Because I'm glad you brought it up. Because if they looked at King David and his physical appearance would have projected to them what they thought a king would look like. He wouldn't like King Saul. King Saul was a tall fellow. King David was a nice-looking fellow, but he wasn't tall. He was a short guy, but he had no fear because his trust was in his physical appearance. Whether he was 6'7", or 6'1", or 6'2", because I don't even think he reached 6 feet tall. But the fact of the matter...
He can't even compare to his brothers.
Right, and they were tall fellows. And so he was a little short guy. He was nice-looking, but he was a little short guy, but... It is like we said, Cottrell and Sushi Hootie and Big Z. It's not how big the dog in the fight. It's how big the fight in the dog. How deep he's connected with Yah. And that's what King David was. That's what made him fierce. That when people saw him, man, I thought you was taller than what you was. He was connected with Yah. He had no fear, no way. He didn't care if you was 6, 8, 9, 10, 7 feet tall, 8, 10, 12. he felt like this. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. And that's how you all be when you connected with Yah. The righteous.
I don't know if y'all watch basketball.
What's the country?
I don't know if y'all watch the NBA, but I've been a big NBA fan for a long time.
Right.
And to watch guys like Muggsy Bogues, 5'6", Bud Webb, 5'6", Allen Iverson, Tiny Archibald, you see these little guys who are fearless against guys that 6'9", 7'3", 7'9". And you could tell that we the people that y'all talk about who are fearless when it comes to competition and going to war.
Exactly. Praise Yah. All right, Cottrell. So, Shahudi, Big Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you. What is your commentaries?
Another firecracker?
Another.
He's got a sparker.
Oh, shoot. I see. I'm sensing everybody. Two heads getting big here and some little chest getting puffed out. You're about to get that little pin dropped on you. Better quit.
Put that little sparkler out. Put that little sparkler out, brother.
Long,
bring us a little.
Y'all long
in the teeth. M80.
No more. The swords are dull now. Stop. Sit down. I ain't really got too much to say. I'm just I really think that, you know, this is needed for everybody that's listening, for ourselves, you know, that, you know, we keep applying, you know, Most High's word to ourselves so we continue to prolong our days, you know, and still have favor in his eyes. And, you know, show that we have the patience for him and go through what we have to go through, because, you know, we put ourselves in this position. So, you know, but to just continue to keep asking on for him and just put all your faith and strength in him, you'll be all right. Even through your trial and stuff, or if you're all the way down, you know, dirt poor or whatever the case may be, you know. So that's all I got to say.
Praise God. Praise God. Sister Udi.
I ask, rescue me, O Yah, from people of evil. He says, men of evil. This is King Dawood's plea, but we can apply it when we feel trapped or cornered. Preserve me from evil, from men of violence that have devised evil in their heart. I ask for protection. Guard me through the evilness that is in this world. And sometimes they can be family, friends. Don't always have to be strangers that are against me. And like I said, we were talking about earlier, how hard it is to humble ourselves, because you know we run off at the mouth. Sometimes you see me just listen. I chose to listen to me, but I might listen to mine too. I just want to listen sometimes. I want to hear what others have to say. And maybe it can edify me to be more humble and live a better life. Hey, who? People out there, just do the best you can. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Taking in consideration what the Most High said in our studies, and especially that beautiful Psalms, and my brothers and sisters and their commentaries, one thing stuck out to me. But the Most High said, you cover my head. You see, in battle, in ancient times, you had an umbearer. And it was an umbearer job to protect the king. The umbearer would protect the king, cover his head with their shield while the king fought on. See, King Dawood didn't need a man, and a woman for that matter, cover his head because he trusted in the Most High. The Most High was his umbearer. He covered his head. So make sure that the Most High is your arm bearer. He's coming your head. Be that as it may, make sure that you are infused into what Yah says. It is second nature to you. It's what you think in the daytime. It's what you think in the evening time. It's what you think in nighttime. It's what you think when you sleep. It is what you think when you awaken in the midnight hours. You think about Yah, him being your arm bearer. All praise and glory be unto his name. And all praise and glory be unto his name to have such courageous men and women, or woman for that matter, and in the case of Sister Adora when she comes on Real Talk for Real People show. Be that as it may, we don't know where y'all going, but we know this for a certainty. You're getting ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you and direct and order your steps. Let him be your arm bearer. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It is not cute. It is not working for you. Can you see that? Let the Most High be your armor and love him. As a matter of fact, we offer you parting gifts at the end of every study sessions. It helps you facilitate and improve your studies, which will be a new heart and new spirit. That heart will be reflective of being humble and contrite to the Most High, importantly, and to one another, and knowing when to hold your mouth. And we all are guilty of that. We need to know when to guard our tongues, as in the case of Job. Also, a new heart, just like our King Dawood. See, King Dawood loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself, and he thirsts after righteousness. Three things is taking place here. He loved the Most High with his heart, mind, soul, and strength. Number one, most important thing, most important step. Number two, he loved his brothers and sisters as he loved himself, his subjects. And another important step, meaning that you must learn to love yourself and stop hating what remotely looks like you in the mirror. Your enemies have taught you to hate yourself. And so as a result, and the residual effect, you hate what looks like you. It's not going to work for us in unification process. And lastly, and not least, thirsting after righteousness. What does that mean? You have to keep coming back. You are compelled to come back. And the days that you miss these study sessions, you're in a state of darkness, a state of disarray, a state of total confusion, and you feel that you must get connected. Now, if you don't feel that way, you're on the wrong study show. But if you do feel that way, please keep coming back. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. My brothers and sisters, Ezekiel, Yehudi, Cartrell, you got anything to say to the students before we get out of here?
Good night, family. Lala Show. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, y'all. Have a good night. Shalom.
Shalom.
Enjoy that Philly steak, Big Z. We love you. Bless you. Shalom.
Just know, you will never know what it tastes like.
Cotrill, you ever heard somebody mumble when they said, I mean, you know he had to be smacking on it, go, mm-hmm. Come on now, Z. Be a little bit more professional, okay?
Hey, Judah, fix his nana in his bottle real quick.
Okay.
You know, I love you, brother. Deep respect.
Love you too, y'all.
Deep respect.
I know the cheese out there is good. I don't know that.
Yeah, he's smacking. Matter of fact, y'all, before we go, he done made me want a Philly steak. All right.
Oh, I love it.
For sure. May the Most High bless us, direct and order our steps. Praise y'all. Shalom and good night.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads and broken springs, broken eyes, broken heads, people sleeping round in broken beds. Ain't no use driving, ain't no use in joking, look around you. Everything is broken, broken bottles and then broken slates, broken switches and then broken gates, broken dishes and them broken parts. The streets are filling up with all those broken hearts. Broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Songs.